Hi, thank you for calling Crassy Video Membership. I'm a floor supervisor. How can I help you today?
Yes, my 12-year-old purchased the year blueprint with her own money. And got an email in May saying that blueprint was shutting down. And she has not had access since then. And then she just started getting emails from Crassy asking her to buy a Crassy membership. Blueprint in April. So we would like for her her membership to be reinstated and for her to have back all of the months that she missed. She only was able to use it for 1 month.
So whenever you guys got that email, you weren't able to log in and use
no,
it still?
No, she's not been able to log in since her account, like since Blueprint was closed down or whatever. I think she got the email on May 30th, and then she started a few weeks ago getting Crassy emails about signing up for Crassy. But she had a full year of Blueprint where she's only used 1 month of it. So
okay.
I would like for her to get 11 months because she's not used it. She's been getting these emails about signing up for Crassy, and I don't think it's fair for her to have to sign up for Crassy when she bought a full year of Blueprint and only got to use 1 month.
Right. Let me see if I can find an account. What's the email address?
The email address is ebodom@pobox.com.
Pobox.com. So just to double check that, that's E, B as in boy, O, D as in door, O, M as in Mary, @pobox.com.
E as in elephant.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy, O, D as in door, O, M as in Mary, @pobox.com.
Okay. So I do have an account here. The sign-up date was in April on the 23rd, your expiration date is on April the 23rd, 2021. Now, what I can do today is give you a prorated refund for the remaining months that you have not used. As for the months, April, May, June, July, and August, I would not be able to give you a refund for those months.
Okay, that's not really acceptable because the communication coming from Blueprint and Crassy has been really sketchy at best. I also need to let you know that I have more than 500,000 fans on Facebook. I'm a blogger who has promoted Blueprint and Crassy extensively, sold hundreds of memberships to Blueprint back in April, and I definitely will be letting my followers know how this experience was resolved.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can contact your bank and dispute the charge, however, with Blueprint.
I really need for it to be reinstated for her. It is incredibly unfair that she paid for a year, and we got an email in May saying that it was closed down. There was no refund or compensation. And then all of a sudden we're getting these emails that say, buy a membership to Crassy for a year.
Okay. I do have another option that we could try if you might be interested. So I could give you a prorated refund for the remaining months that you have, cancel your account out now, and send you a promotional offer for $2.49 for a whole another year.
Okay. The year would be starting right now?
Yep. Well, I'll send you the promotional offer for $2.49, and then, however, you would probably need to wait about 2 to 3 business days to activate that and sign back up as a returning customer.
Okay, how much this prorated refund is going to be?
Give me 1 second. Let me get that for you. Did you pay $42.69 back in April?
If that's what's on there.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm seeing here. So.
Okay. So what would the prorated refund be?
Right. Give me 1 second.
And he said they can give us a prorated refund back for the second half of the year, but give us a craft coupon, which is not $249, which I think is the thing they're doing right now. It's just not fair that she paid for a whole year. And the communication coming from Blueprint was that they were gone, didn't get any kind of refund, and she was locked out of her account. He said 42. I know she paid with it with her own money, and it's just not fair to her. So I think maybe the prorated refund, I mean, I don't know, what do you think? Okay, I want you to
I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. I am just needing to locate exactly how much you paid. I do see a number here, but I just want to double check to make sure that this is correct. Give me one moment. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, I am still on hold with one of my colleagues. We're trying to get to the bottom of this on how much you did spend with Blueprint. The subscription annual membership was $79.99. If you did spend that amount of money, we would give you a prorated refund for that. But I'm also showing an order total for $42.69. You might have had a discount applied. If that's the case, then I would give you a prorated refund with that as well. So what a prorated refund would be is, you know, the total that you paid divided by 12, right? And that would come out with how much a month it would be. So if it was $79.99, you would have per month $6.67 per month, and you have it's October.
Okay, but the thing is, she only used it for the 1 month before we got the email that Blueprint was shut down. She's a 12-year-old child who spent her own money on this. I do not feel like that is fair.
Right. I understand.
I look back at all the emails coming from Blueprint, coming from Crafty as an influencer who is promoting it. I also felt extremely disenchanted by the company for my readers who purchased the membership as well. It was just very confusing. And then all of a sudden she's getting all of these emails saying join Crafty for a year when she already spent her money to join Blueprint for a year and she only got 1 month access. Is it 42 or 79?
I understand. After Blueprint shut down, you were still able to log in. You should have been still able to log in. They didn't go down until around August 30th.
She was not able to log in from what she told me.
I see.
I have also sent emails to Crafty. She sent emails to Crafty, and we've not heard anything back. I was not able to try to resolve this until I was called today.
What was the email address that you were sending messages to?
It was whatever the email is for you all. The editor at email.crafty.com.
Right, that would... let me see. I can try and find... you sent an email with the PO Box.com here before?
Yes.
Let's see
okay.
if I can find it again.
Okay, well, I've got other more important things to do. We need to...
So, I'm going to go ahead and get involved in this because I've been listening to this conversation for the last... How long have you been on the phone? 41 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And... So now we're wasting our time. And so you just need to go ahead and make this right and give the refund and then give the coupon. And we just need to be done with this conversation. Like, I've listened to the whole thing, and I'm done with the conversation. So you
okay.
need to give the refund and give the coupon and be done with it. There's no need to ask about emails. There's no need to start looking up emails. We're telling you what's happened. So you need to make it right and get it done.
All right. So... I'm going to be giving you a prorated refund for the remaining months, and I'll send you an email confirming all of that with how much of the refund will be.
So since she only used it for 1 month, then the prorated refund should be around like $36 or something like that.
So I'm not able to do that because they were able to log into the account.
No, we were not.
No, we weren't. And if I need to go somewhere else above you, then I need to talk to somebody else, too. Like, I'm over this. Like, Blueprint, Crafty, whatever you're called now, screwed up, and they need to make it right. So you either give her the prorated refund, and I'm talking $36 because she only used it for 1 month. She paid the $42. So you divide that by 12 and multiply that by 11, and you give her that amount, and then you give her the coupon, or I need to talk to somebody else.
You can go to your financial department and dispute it as fraud if you'd like. However, I'm not able to give that prorated refund amount.
Let me talk to somebody else.
There is no one. There is no one else, sir. I do apologize for the inconvenience.
There's no inconvenience. What has happened is wrong, and it needs to be made right. Okay. So you're saying there's nobody else in that office right now that is above you. You are where the buck stops right now.
That is correct.
Alright. So I mean, that's really unacceptable to me. So I don't. Who do I need to call? Like, who is your boss?
You can email us at Crafty.
No. I don't need some Crafty, like, generic email. I need a specific person. I need their name, I need their phone, and I need their email. Like, you're talking about a 12-year-old who spent her own money on this, and you're refusing to do anything about it. So I need a name, a number, and an email.
I do apologize, sir. You were able to, even though they sent an email out that they did shut down, you were able to access all content until August 30th.
That is inconsequential to this conversation. Because Crafty said they shut it down, or Blueprint, or whatever you're called at this point, said it was shut down, and she could not access. So I don't really care if it wasn't until August. She accessed it for a month, and that was it. So
okay. So you can dispute this as fraud if you'd like with your financial department.
Are you serious? Like, are you really wanting me to do that? as well as report it to the Better Business Bureau, as well as put this out there to every blogging group that we are in that works with you, with every other affiliate that we know that works with you? Are you really willing to do that over $36? So I need the name, the number, and the email for the person in charge who's above you.
Give me one moment.
Hey, Dave. Mommy, I want a phone. I have a phone. All right, I'm back. I do apologize. There is just nothing we can do about that. However, I can do a prorated refund for the remaining months that you have and send you a promotional offer for the $2.49.
How much is the prorated that you're talking about?
Give me one moment for that as well. It would be around $21.35.
You can go ahead and issue that.
Yes, sir.
And I am still going to file a report with the Better Business Bureau and a fraud with my bank.
Yes, sir.
And if you, like,
still send you that promotional offer as well, okay?
That's fine.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the inconvenience. I wish I could help you on this. I really do. It's just I was told that situations like this, I'm not able to assist.
I wish I had access to the person who told you that. Because I could give him a piece of my mind. I understand that it's not your fault. I understand that you're following somebody else's orders. But whoever that person is needs to understand the type of customer service and the type of environment that they're promoting is not going to be one that we are going to continue to promote and will be one that I will not promote with any other affiliates. Okay. He just needs to do that. I need to go.
Okay. All right. I do apologize for the inconvenience today.
Bye.
But I will be sending you.